Listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do co-sign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to they design. IceCreamCombos.com. Tune in. Tune in. Yeah. It's influence, influence by IceCreamCombos.com.
Welcome to the Ice Cream Convos podcast, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. I am your host, Xaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And as always, we thank you for tuning into the show. And as soon as I said that, I lost my podcast notes, but I got them back. So be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast wherever you listen and let us know why you love the show. We also encourage you to be a part of the show by sharing your thoughts and comments in the comment section below wherever you listen to us. So, Carla, how are you doing on this lovely, third week of just January?
This is the third week.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually,
that went on birthday snacks.
Speaking of snacks, though, now I'm great. I'm a little birthday cake wasted, as you know, of course, because that's your godson celebrating his 16th yesterday. So I'm a little cake wasted, but I've been having a pretty good start.
How does it feel to have a 16-year-old young grown man in your house?
Man, old as hell. When you start talking about shit from like, you go from like.
Literally, yep.
No, seriously, you go from diapers to talking about like onesies, the next talking about like what's next? Like with little boy phase, they hoping they bumping their leg. Now I'm talking about razor up shaving and then being taught how to shave. Yes, child. It's other things, but we ain't gonna get into that. Y'all already know how them nasty boys be.
Okay. All right.
Girl, I'm ready. Why ain't you warn me?
Listen, because my son traumatized me so bad, I said, everybody else got to get this smoke too.
You're wrong. See, you know you're wrong for that.
Everybody got to get their own smoke. My son traumatized me. He is a mess. He's still getting on my nerves. I love my baby. He my big baby. One thing I will say about sons, especially when they're the firstborn, like no matter how, my son is 30 years old and he's still my baby.
Oh,
so. I can't stand him sometimes, but he is still my baby.
Yeah, I think it's and that's why I'm saying you into the game before me. I only have a boy though, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, nah, that's my baby. I don't care how old he is.
You done.
Always be my baby. Yeah.
Yep, done. You only got one, and he a boy. You done.
Yes.
Ain't no woman gonna be able to make it in CJ life. Listen, let me tell you right now, ma'am.
Don't do that.
Tell you right now, ma'am. You think you're about to date CJ, ma'am?
You're going to be worse than me, child. Please.
I know.
But how you feeling this morning?
I am okay. So I did a thing.
I bought a car.
I'm part of the Tesla gang, dog.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm so excited. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second of all, I just had a brain fart because I was so ready. It's some bars out there about a Tesla.
It is.
And I had it in my head and I just lost it. I feel like it's Offset.
Shout out to Offset.
Yes. But I couldn't think of it. Yeah. Congratulations.
Carla knows, like, this is I've been obsessing over Teslas for probably about 2-3 years.
Yes.
Just straight up obsessing.
It's been like 3.
Maybe. Yeah. I even thought, Carla, listen, y'all don't understand. Carla tried to talk me into like ditching the ICC party and just buying my Tesla.
Yes. Word. Word. I'm just saying, y'all. Listen, it's no. She did. We all know how hard you grind. Like, you so deserve it. But I just thought about something. You just brought a
what?
ICT party, and you got your Tesla.
Look at God. Look at
you are amazing.
Y'all keep reading the site.
You talking about manifestation.
Keep reading. Right.
Go to icecreamcombos.com.
Yes. Support a player. Support a player. Go to icecreamcombos.com. Just go through a few stories. Share with a friend. I don't even care if you even care about the story. Just please read it.
Oh my gosh, that's so hilarious. But hold on. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like to drive a Tesla?
Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to eat grapefruit because, you know, me and Carla said we about to lose these pounds. I was trying to eat some grapefruit on the sneak.
No, I mean, seriously though, like, no, I mean, okay. Like, I know you'll give the best, like, you see reviews, but I know you're going to let us know, let the culture know what it's like.
So here's a few things. Mm-hmm. I got so used to every time I'm on the road and I see a Tesla, I'll be like, that's going to be me. I literally did that while driving my car.
No, you did.
And I had to stop in the middle.
For
like,
real?
Yo, but I'm in one. It has been completely surreal. Wow. I bought the car on Friday night. Mm-hmm. We're recording today, Wednesday. So like, it hasn't even been a full week yet, but it has been so surreal to me only because of the fact that I really, 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 really wanted it. Yes. And it was one of those things that you want, but you like, I don't know if I'm ever going to really get it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally understand. Believe me, I get it.
It's almost like the wanting it becomes part of the who you are, just wanting it.
Right.
And you don't ever see yourself on the other side of just wanting it.
And having it.
So God is great. And shout out to my husband who came through clutch. Yes. And so I was able to get my 2021 Model Y. She's nice. White. Her name is Boonchi. My family hates the fact that
Why you name?
Destiny can't. Boonchi. She look like a little Boonchi. I'm like, hey, Boonchi. Ain't Boonchi, Boonchi, Boonchi. And then if I get a kitten, she'll be Boonchi Cat.
Sitting up shotgun. Yo, you stupid. It's not a problem.
So how does it feel to drive? Okay, so it the best way to describe it is like, okay, the first night riding home in it, mm-hmm. I got motion sickness.
Oh man, because you do get motion sickness as a passenger, like when you read and stuff, right?
Yes, I get terrible motion sickness when I look at my phone or I try to work in the car, but I still like will take my motion sickness stuff and push through because I have to get this content out.
Yeah, I know that's right.
But riding home, because there's no engine, like a few times I was like, is the car even on? You hear nothing. Wow. You hear nothing. You just, the lights are on inside. Okay. I put it in drive and it's ready to go.
Nice.
So you don't feel like the rumble, you know, the vibration of an engine or the rumble of an engine. Mm-hmm. You don't feel the pull of an engine. Like when I press on the gas, okay, here's the best way to describe it. Cause y'all know I'm too descriptive at times and can't find the right words,
but it's perfect right now.
I hit the highway and I was like, yo, I'm about to stretch her out a little bit. Mm-hmm. It literally felt the same. I felt the same pressure on my chest and my body as you feel when you're in an airplane and it's taxiing down the runway, picking up speed to get ready to take flight.
Wow.
Like it felt like my chest was like
wow.
When you remember Gravitron at the fair?
Yes. It feels like
Gravitron.
Shout out to Gravitron. That was, man, a lot of people then threw up on that.
Man, thing. Listen, holla if you hear me. but yeah, it felt like Gravitron. Okay. Like you feel the weight of the pulling against
that
your chest.
Power.
Like, yes, as you're going. And I think I haven't gone over 75 miles an hour.
Oh,
I was like,
man,
I can't.
I'm gonna need you.
And it was pulling me. I was like, no, I can't play with this one.
It's a whole different type of speed. Yeah, it's different.
So I think the best part about getting the car is Destiny really, really manifested it for me and the rest of the family because she was like, when we went to the dealership, she was like, oh, we leaving with a Tesla today. I was like, girl, you need to chill. She's like, no, we leaving with a Tesla. So
speaking to existence.
Yes. So on Saturday, I took her to Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, you got to stretch out the car and the tires, but you also got to stretch out the sound system and see what we work
always, with. Always. Oh, yeah.
And the bass in that car, you can play Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk? And you won't hear Kevin talking at all in the song. And
the subwoofers are crazy then.
Stupid. The whole front, the whole front area, like at the base of the windshield, the whole area across the front of the car is a speaker.
Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah. That's like some serious sound. I love that. Front.
So I told Desi, I was like, all right. Because, you know, she my little BFF. I was like, let's put on all the hood sassy songs. So we pull up in Chick-fil-A, like, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Now, mind you, you know how we both look. So we sit in the car trying to look sophisticated. And the car's like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, we look so ghetto right now.
Oh, my God. So that's so awesome.
Then she put on Little Baby. Hey.
Oh,
we was like...
Yeah,
he was in the car. Damn it!
And then she put, yes, I love it.
And then, you know, Destiny is so funny. She was like, "All right, this is the last one." So now we probably buy. We done placed our order, so we going around to pick up the other little, you know, pick up your stuff, your food. Mm-hmm. So she was like, "I said, what else you got? What else you got?" She was like, "Oh, we got to do this one." She was like, "Cause he did something with this one." I'm like, "All right, what she got for me?" We pull up. To get the Chick-fil-A and hear boom 21. Can you do something for me? She was like, Drake did something with this one. I said, girl, you sound like 55 years old. He did something with this one.
Definitely so, been here before. Yeah.
Oh, she has. She really has.
Love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So that was really, really cool. So I'm in the phase now where you just try to find any reason to drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah. Finding that charge life ain't no joke. I'm going to have to get a charger put in the house because I ain't beat for the charger life.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
I didn't calculate that into my hopes and dreams and wants was having to go charge this car. But
yeah, but that'll change as time. Hopefully, you know, I think I see them a lot up top.
Yeah. Down here, they're out there, like the supercharging stations, surprisingly, are like really spread out. But then you have like ChargePoint, you have EVgo, ChargePoint, I think EVgo, and a, you know, different places. So this weekend we ended up in Athens and they do have a Tesla supercharging station. So I supercharged there. And I think that really helped me kind of get on track with the charging because I work from home and I'm a homebody. I don't go that often.
Makes sense.
So I basically plugged the car up at home, which is the slowest charge in the world. But overnight, by the time we're good. By the time I actually want to come out the house.
Yeah, that's actually perfect for you. Yeah.
It works out for me. So eventually I may go ahead and get the charger at home. But right now it's looking like I ain't even got to spend that bread right now because I don't drive that much.
That's true.
I really don't. So, so that's my good news for this week. Your good news is our baby is 16.
Yes, girl.
Happiest birthday to CJ, my whole little heart right there. And all right. So do you have anybody for the prayer list this week? Because you know what? Let's rewind. Let's go ahead and get the show started by doing our RIPs. I want to go ahead and extend my prayers and condolences to the Presley family. Lisa Marie Presley passed away. Yo, that one kind of caught me off guard. Only because I was like, I just saw her Tuesday night at the Golden Globes.
Right.
You know, her and Mama Priscilla, they were at the Golden Globes with the little boy who played Elvis in the film. And now he thinks he's Elvis in real life because he's still talking with the accent. God bless.
He's handsome.
He is a handsome little boy. He look like he might be mixed with a little something.
I know. I was going to ask you because, you know, I feel like you the...
You know what? Let me look him up. I think his name is Austin Butler.
Right. He's very, very handsome. I was like, oh, he is a handsome guy.
Yeah, but he is like... He was up there taking his acceptance award... Getting his acceptance award at the Golden Globes talking like Elvis. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, man.
He says he is an American actor. It's American. I thought he was British. He American. This boy's so lost. He is so lost in the sauce, but no, he is a cute. I don't care. Somebody in his family got a secret.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. He's very handsome.
Somebody in his family got a secret because this boy right here, got some of some, got something. Some of somebody in.
Yeah, a sprinkle of something.
Salt-based sprinkle. He got some of something in. I'm just looking at his mouth area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He is pretty. Look at him.
Y'all let us know. Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the mouth, though, like you said to me, from me.
All you got
to
do is put on 21. Can you do something for me? See how we dance.
Right?
That'll
there
it is. Know.
That's the test. No, that's so funny. That should be that should be the test right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The universal.
Yep. Absolutely. But yeah, so she was at the Golden Globes, you know, supporting him because he was up for his nomination for his portrayal of Elvis, and he did win. But some people were saying that Priscilla kind of looked a little bit off at the Golden Globes. I really didn't notice. I didn't pay attention that much. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you just see people. You're right. Not like, does she seem off of her body language?
And, no, you
know, people.
You never do, because you're not paying that.
Absolutely. You're not looking that deep. Unless it's just something that is... obvious. Like, you just can't even turn a blind eye to
right,
it.
Right, right.
But they said she went into cardiac arrest, and you just keep hearing cardiac arrest so much lately.
Yeah, not a heart attack.
Yeah, so my heart really, really, truly, honestly breaks for her children. Because 2 years ago, her son committed suicide. So her kids are 2 years ago, they just lost their brother. Now they're losing their mother.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, and she has... her oldest daughter is an actress, really good actress. Her name is Riley. But the two other girls, they're younger. They're like middle school.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so that's really,
that's
really
sad. Yeah,
it is. So we extend our condolences and prayers, excuse me, to everyone who knew and loved Priscilla Presley. May she rest in peace. As far as our prayer list is concerned, this is one of the stories I was going to talk about. So I'm going to go ahead and add him to the prayer list, and then we can get into the story.
Okay.
Girl, we're going to add Antonio Brown to the prayer list.
Oh, why was you in my head? You know, that's literally, I'm so glad that you started this way, because he was the first person when you asked me earlier. Mm. That's who I was going to put at the top. Please put him at the top of the list, no matter who else is on this list. Mm. Pin him.
Pin it. We're going to pin him at the top of our prayer list. I'm going to need all my prayer warriors to gather around or go into your prayer closets and grab your prayer cloths, because we are bringing Antonio Brown before the Lord in prayer this week. Antonio Brown has been a habitual line stepper for quite some time now. I don't know what is going on with this brother. Some of y'all say a CTE. I don't know. But what I do know is that brother need help. He'd been running around with Kanye West at one point in time. He was wearing them goofy boots.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, remember that? And remember Keisha Cole. Listen, Keisha Cole, girl, you dodged the bullet. You better go and get in your prayer closet and thank the mighty Lord Jesus above. Because remember, she was in love with him for a little second. And it was all hurt because he played her.
Yes, I forgot all about that. Yep. Yeah, she dodged the real bullet. Wow.
She dodged the 40 caliber.
That would have been a mess. Can you
dodged a hollow point. What they call it? A buck shell, something. She dodged all of them. So basically yesterday, which was Tuesday, Antonio Brown was trending on Twitter. He is actually still right now in this very moment trending on Twitter because he went to Snapchat and decided to post sexually explicit videos and pictures of him and his baby mama.
Crazy.
Engaged in sex acts, but mainly it was her, you know, in doing the engagement.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And he started trending, of course. After a while, Snapchat became aware of it. They suspended his account. The baby mother released a statement saying she is fully aware. She apologizes to anyone whose children look up to him as a role model. But keep in mind, she has her own children with him, and this is what he's doing. So,
which is nuts. That's crazy. She needs to press charges.
Yeah, because that's revenge porn.
That's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. I'd press charges.
Yep. That's listen, and I'm not victim blaming here, so don't get me wrong. But I thought a couple of years ago, us ladies had decided we was going to stop letting people film and take pictures of us.
I know that's right. I hear you. That might need to be. I'm glad you reiterated that.
We did have that conversation, right?
We did. Absolutely. Right? No, you ain't tripping at all.
Okay. I thought we had that conversation that we was going to stop doing that.
I don't think you're victim shaming either. I just think you're putting it out there again, like as a reminder.
Yes. Yes, this is our public service announcement, yeah. Courtesy of Ice Cream Combos. Please, straight ladies, up. Stop letting these men film you, tape you, etch a sketch never. You, leave and a, sex X.
Hey, leave the damn phone. Listen, you got to get to the point where you got to be like, yo, leave the phone outside. Leave the phone in the car.
Okay, listen.
Or leave the phone
in you want to record me doing a sex act, put it on an etch a sketch and let me shake it at the end. You had to etch a sketch.
No, not an etch a sketch, though. Oh my gosh. Yes.
You got to etch a sketch me, baby. No face, no case. You got to etch a sketch me. Forget taping and taking pictures of me. Are you crazy?
Oh my God. Hold on, real quick. Sidebar while we're thinking of the picture, because I just need to know a question. This is so random. Y'all, okay. Please forgive me, but I want everybody to answer this question. Remember back in the day, you had the cameras. And you would go and take the film to film people.
You had to take it to CVS and all that to get it.
No, even before that, what were the people like that used to sit? They were like little huts, like not huts, but they looked like little huts.
Like what
it
camera? Was like
these little whatever camera places where you literally just took it there. They developed it and gave it back. I would always wonder, like the real freaky people, because people been taking nudes and stuff.
Word.
What? How much? Like I always wonder what they saw in there. The like the people that did that.
I got a funny story.
What you got?
Hold on, let me talk low so he don't hear me. Okay. So one time me and JB went to his friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. We was at this hotel, and the hotel was real nice, had a hot tub in the bedroom. I guess they accidentally upgraded us because we couldn't afford it at that time. So we was like, oh shit, we got a hot tub, we gotta go to the gas station and get some joy to make bubbles.
Detergent. Joy?
So we ran to the gas station.
I love it.
We got some joy. We put in the bathtub because we're going to make bubbles in the hot tub, right? Hot tub. So we put the bubbles in, which I now know you are not supposed to do with a jacuzzi, or you're not supposed to put joy in there. But that's we did it. This hotel ain't my house. So we put the joy in there. So now the hot tub is full of bubbles. So now we in there getting to the get to, right? We doing what we came to do.
Right.
So then afterwards, you know, I was like, oh yeah, let's take pictures, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Jay was in the tub and he had like submerged like all the way down under the bubbles. So all the bubbles was like kind of up to his neck. So we was taking like our cute little pictures. We went in there like busting it wide open, no stuff like that. We was just taking our cute little hot tub pictures.
Yeah, busting it wide open now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go.
We taking pictures. So of course, at that time, I don't even think it was CVS or Walgreens. It was Rite Aid, my G. Rite Aid. Remember when you had the disposable cameras? After you take a picture, you gotta go skirt. Okay.
Yes.
So we had took the disposable camera. So I took it in there. When I went back to pick up the pictures, whoever, I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but I just remember they kept giggling when they handed me back the pictures. So I was like, okay, what's so funny or whatever. And maybe they having a good day. Maybe, when you encounter somebody who somebody just says something funny to them and they still like laughing about it. Whatever. Maybe it's one of those.
You didn't forgot about them. You know, that's not on your mind.
Because you always take forever to the process.
Yes.
So I get in the car and you remember that after you get the pictures, the first thing you want to do is hop in the car and go through them to see if the pictures came out good.
Yeah.
Well, I get to the picture of JB in the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Oh, what I did not notice at the time when I took the picture.
Oh, shit.
There is JB in a tub. It's like a white hot tub.
Okay.
And all the white bubbles. And you see JB's head at one end, and then halfway through, you see brown sausage in the middle of all of
them. Oh, no!
His boy had floated up in the water. His boy had floated up in the water. And I done took these pictures to get developed. And they sniggling and giggling when I come to pick up a picture because I look like a pervert. Because I got a picture of a man in a hot tub with his meat sitting on top of the bubbles.
Thank you for that. I needed to know. So that's the giggle. I've been wanting to know.
Oh, so now for everybody who come to my house and ask for my Wi-Fi password, connect my Wi-Fi, when I tell you my Wi-Fi is Hot Tub Tony.
Stop, you're lying.
stop fighting.
That is why our Wi-Fi is hot.
Why are you doing like that, Joe? Why are you doing him like that? But you know what, Dan? But I'm glad this time it was the man and not the woman. Because sorry, brother.
Sorry. Sorry. Listen, I was like, he was like, oh my goodness. I was like, man, don't be embarrassed. You got enough meat to fill the bubbles.
You a star.
You walk that ride in with pride.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That is hilarious.
He had floated to the top.
Thank you. Now we got all the way over there. Because I'm sorry to take y'all because that was so random.
Mm-hmm.
That was so random.
But it's the truth.
I just had to know.
It's the truth. But guess what? You know how hard it was to upload a photo to the internet back then? You ain't had to worry about no Adrian, Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Uploading your stuff to Snapchat.
Exactly. That, you got a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, we got to stop.
All technology ain't good.
Nah. And there's other ways to turn it up in the bedroom. Like, you don't have to record it. Believe me. There's plenty of other ways.
Yeah. Come in the room with an etch-a-sketch.
Yo, stop playing.
You want to document this experience? You better get your right and left hand together. Make them lines straight. Etch-a-sketch.
Straight up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, y'all. Just keep Antonio Brown in your prayers because he's done burn bridges everywhere. Like what he did, like the mess between him and Tom Brady, that's just downright ridiculous.
I think it's mental though. I definitely agree with, like, I don't know if it's CTE, but that's something, or like it's something psychological going on with Antonio Brown.
And that may be why him and Kanye connected.
Yeah, it could be.
Same type
birds of a feather.
Yep, birds of a feather. Absolutely. Speaking of Kanye West, you know this Joker done got married. Mm-hmm. Well, play married.
Mm-hmm.
He had a commitment ceremony.
I was about to ask you, is it real? Do we know? Yeah, commitment ceremony. There you go.
He didn't file a marriage license. Like, they didn't obtain a marriage license or file, like, you know, a marriage license. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a commitment ceremony. Yeah.
It ain't a marriage.
You run around with a ring on, and I feel like he only did that jump to spite Kim anyway.
It is. You know that's what it is. We all know. We all know who you really want.
And then I'm looking at his alleged wife with one eye open, like, sis, you ain't seen the past 6 months?
Listen, right now it's about his bread. Even though I know she don't really need it, probably. Right. I just feel like, because you know Kanye money is a different level. We could laugh about the endorsements. Even with all the endorsements and different things he's lost, he's still up. Yeah, he's still up. Exactly.
Homegirl was like, if it ain't about the money, don't be.
That's what it has to be. Unless she won't really come, we'll see. But you know what? I'm not going to judge. Let's wait and see. Maybe I hope somebody, whoever, like, makes him like take his meds.
Man, please. But do you think someone really has the ability to coerce?
I know. That's even a better question.
Top tier coercion.
Yeah. Well,
because good Lord.
Yeah. Kim couldn't get him to do it. True. And we know he genuinely loved Kim. Say what you want. He loved that girl. He loved that.
He do. I'm just a mother of his children.
Right.
So, Tory Lanez, we're back on Tory again. Mm-hmm. Last week, we talked to you about his new attorney. You remember he's hired David Kenner. And he's hoping that David Kenner can secure him a new trial, you know, after he was convicted in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. And he's, what, looking at 22 years?
Yeah, that's 20, 22, something like that.
Yeah.
I know it's 20. I know it's not less than 20.
Yep. He's looking at least 2 decades behind bars. So he's hoping that David Kenner can pull a miracle out in court. Yeah. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, Tori's father, Sunstar Peterson, took to the streets of Quinta Brunson's internet and he went live and basically let everybody know that he and Tori and their family have long forgiven Megan Thee Stallion. You did what? So y'all forgave Megan. Oh, okay.
Nuts.
The victim who got shot.
It's nuts. When I saw that, I'm just like, yeah, he might not be right. Because I don't understand that.
Things like that.
For what?
But things like when you see people say and do things like that, that lets me know that apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Nope. And didn't roll.
It ain't roll at all. No. It just fell right there. I said, right by his side.
Yeah.
I'm like, you cannot be serious. First of all, you can't trust a bald head with a part. The man got a bald head and he got a part. So I went into this feeling highly suspicious of anything that he had to say to me. And I'm like, okay, so he and Tori and their family, they have forgiven Megan, the victim in all of this.
Right.
But my question for Mr. Sunstar Peterson is, but have you forgiven Jay-Z and Roc Nation?
Yes, word, all that performing, all that, that whole tantrum, because that, to me, that was a tantrum.
It
that
was.
Tantrum you threw after that verdict.
Did you forgive Jay-Z and Roc Nation? Because that's the true forgiveness that I'm trying to see. Do you have that level of forgiveness in your belly? Like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, I'm going to need Mr. Sunstar to have a seat.
Yeah, I'm going to need
some. To support your son, you know, honestly, like, because at the end of the day, he got to be held accountable for what he did. I wasn't there, but we already know. It's no more speculation.
Okay.
Jury, you know, and that's the thing too. You're still hearing people say like, he didn't do it. Okay.
All right. Like at this point, I don't have the time, energy, capacity, or none of the above to argue with anybody about Tory Lanez's innocence or guilt.
Right.
At this point, the court said what they said.
Yeah.
The evidence. I mean, I listened to audio recording of him literally saying, man, I was drunk, man. I know I can't take it back. I never would have did no stuff like, oh, okay.
What do you expect everybody? And you know what's so funny? Now I thank God. We talk about the system, but now I thank God we have that system.
Okay.
Girl, could you imagine if we didn't have it at all and we just went off public opinion?
Oh, Lord. And you know, the justice system doesn't, they most times do not get it right, but
they don't, but thank God we have it. That's why I was saying, like, if they don't, but if we didn't have it, it would be way worse.
Oh,
like, we have to look at the like real cons if we did not have
the
type of system that we have, although it's flawed, and, you know, and it has a lot of work to be done to it needs to be revamped, but.
If we didn't have the justice system, y'all would really be running amok.
Out here in these internet streets? Yes.
Just running amok in Mama D's palace. She wouldn't be able to do nothing. Call the guards. She wouldn't be able to do nothing with y'all. That's ridiculous. All right, Carla, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some good news because we do have some good news on the docket. But before we get into the good news, we do have to address this DJ Paul situation regarding Gangsta Boo's funeral. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Okay, guys, we are back. So Carla, so DJ Paul took to the streets of the internet over the weekend. Gangsta Boo was laid to rest on Saturday. Her funeral services were held in Mississippi. But I believe like Mississippi is very close to Memphis, like kind of like Stone Mountain.
Neighbors, right?
Yeah, I think they neighbors. So her funeral services were held in Mississippi. Some people I saw, Glorilla was there. LaChat, remember LaChat? She was there.
Okay. Okay.
But who wasn't there was DJ Paul wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy J was not there. And I guess.
Okay.
Some apparently someone was taking attendance. And
always, you know, people be checking. Come on, that's not front. You know, people, but you always got that one person like, and this one wasn't there, and that one at a funeral.
At a funeral. And so apparently someone took attendance and noticed that DJ Paul was not there and Juicy J was not there. And of course they started criticizing and started calling them out, and they kind of received some backlash. So DJ Paul being the one or the two.
Yeah.
Lord, some things are just better left unsaid, but he hopped on social media.
Yeah.
And went slap the hell off to let everyone know that he paid for the funeral. He didn't go to the funeral because he was on tour. And even if he wasn't on tour, more than likely he wouldn't have gone to the funeral because number one, he don't do funerals. Now we talked about that before, that you and I both are not a fan of funerals.
Right.
Unless it is absolutely mandatory that we be there.
Right.
Secondly, he was just like, he didn't want to come because last time he went to a funeral, he had to deal with all the groupies who wanted to be up in his face and talk to him and I guess take pictures
this
with him.
This is where it all went downhill.
This is where it all went downhill. Honestly, well, let me just finish telling you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, because you was getting ready to send me off on my tangent. he said that he didn't want to deal with the groupies Then he went on to say that it would only, it only would have been four or five of y'all in their entryway had he not discovered the teenage, you know, gangsta boo and made her who she is, because he created her and he made her and he wrote the books for Where Them Dollars At. And it was because of him that she is who she was. Wow. And if he had not done that, nobody would have basically cared or even been at the funeral except for four or five people. Then he went on to address those who criticized the casket, because her casket was basically, it was a, and
this, a casket.
It was a casket. It was like, with all due respect, it was a typical casket. I guess people were expecting pearl, rose gold.
Yeah, with, the gold casket.
With doves riding on the top of it, singing Prince, or having her airbrushed across the top of it, or, you know, all these things that y'all was mad at Gucci Mane for not putting enough money up for. I guess that's what y'all were expecting. So he also let people know, which I felt like was a little bit too much information, that why would we spend all this money on a casket when her mama want her cremated?
He was out of pocket. That was horrible. That was not needed. He did not need to say that. He didn't.
Why would we waste money or pay all that money? I think he said pay all that money. I'm not going to use the word waste. Why would we pay all that money for a casket? Her mama want her cremated. So this is where I honestly feel like the only reason why Juicy J ain't said a word. He ain't studying it.
Nah,
the reason why DJ Paul addressed this, it wasn't about, because I looked up the backlash, couldn't really find said backlash.
Wow, really?
Maybe I was looking in the wrong place. Maybe I was looking in the wrong place.
No, because that's interesting. Because, you know,
maybe I was looking in the wrong place. Maybe,
I ain't trying to call folks liars or not, but, you know, sometimes we make things bigger than what they are.
And you know how y'all be getting on social media addressing y'all haters that ain't there. So I didn't see the backlash. Me personally, I'm not going to say it wasn't there. Maybe it was on TikTok or something. Or
got you on a different,
But I didn't see it. Maybe they said it in his comments, the comment section of his page, because I wouldn't dare go into
that. True that. Yeah.
I wouldn't dare go down in that.
Somebody might have been trolling.
Yeah. So, you know, he snapped off. But I really think his main purpose for responding to anything that had been said was just to make sure everybody knew he paid for that funeral.
Yeah, that's what it turned into. Because, like, when you first listen to him, you're like, all right, you just nod your head. Because I'm one of those people, too. Like, funerals are not for, and I'm not here to tell you how to grieve, right? I know people personally that did not go to one parent, a parent's funeral. And this is a parent, right? We all know people that didn't go to children's funerals. We know very famous people that, so who's the, you know, we can't judge people on that. But then when, like you said, it turned downhill as soon as he went into, he just turned it in about himself. I paid for it, and like, that to me is so trifling. I think that's trifling in itself.
It is. Some things are better left unsaid, period.
Facts.
Especially during a time when people are still grieving, people are still hurting. Yes. And then how does the family feel now that you have taken to social media to let everybody know you paid for the funeral? And if it wasn't for you, nobody would have even been there, no way.
And that's why I'm like, wait a minute, all that created her. And instead, I'm sitting back like, whoa. Where so God ain't had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
God
is like,
what was her name? Lola, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about Lola, not Gangsta Boo. Yeah, you might have helped with Gangsta Boo. But like, people know exactly.
But you know, just think about the family though. Like, you like, oh, thank you so much, Paul, for helping out. And then he started running down other funerals that he paid for in the comments.
Are you serious?
In the comments, he hashtagged all the other funerals he paid for. Yo, you can listen to DJ Paul talk and just know, like, well, me personally, I'm like, yeah, he can stay over there and I'll stay over here. There's no reason for us to intermingle at all. And it was just poor taste.
Very poor taste.
I really think it wasn't about defending his absence. I think it was about making sure everyone knew he paid for that funeral. Then he took it a step further, and I don't know if you caught it, but I'm sure you did, where he called the people who did attend the funeral groupies.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess, was that for Glorilla? Was that for LeChat?
You know that exactly. I didn't understand that. Like, what was that? Was like just a low blow. Like, for what? What was that for?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a funeral. It's not a concert.
While we're here, We need to have a conversation in our community about funeral etiquette.
Oh my God.
I mean, it don't have to be today.
This joint have been past due. We need that. We really do.
Don't have to be today, but it needs to be had.
That's a whole podcast. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I noticed a lot of disturbing things at Takeoff's funeral. I mean, it was like pre-photo shoots. Like, y'all were doing photo shoots. Like, I thought y'all was finna go to the club, not the funeral. Now I know Black folks is good for getting our pictures in at the repast. No issues there.
Right.
Nine times out of 10 at the repast, that's the last time you even seen some of your family members.
Yeah, are you reconnecting? Exactly. But I agree.
The way some of y'all
now, y'all be acting the hell up. I'm sorry. Guy is not happy.
God rolled his eyes.
Yes.
Exactly. Every time he rolled his eyes, it thundered in one part of the country. Y'all getting that thunder over there because these people's cutting up over here on the East Coast.
Yeah, yo, no, seriously, especially when the majority of us have grown up, most of us, some of y'all, even the heathens, all of us, grew up in the church. No. Like, the way y'all be disrespectful at these funerals is, but yeah, we do. That's another podcast. I just make a note of that. That's we need to address that.
Yeah, we got to get into some funeral etiquette because y'all be cutting the heck up. And it's from the, I think I saw, I'm not going to call out the person's name, but there was a person who attended Gangsta Boo's funeral, and she kind of went up on the stage area where they had like the portraits and the artwork of Gangsta Boo and was taking pictures. Excuse me, casket. I need to get up here and get this.
You always
like, oh, okay.
Yo, interesting. Now you did answer.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Nah, you making good, great points though.
But y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. Okay. Y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. So let's shift gears to some good news, because I always want to make sure that in the midst of all the celebrity news and entertainment that we do offer you some good news. So Naomi Osaka is pregnant with her first child. So congratulations to Naomi.
Yes.
So her and what's his name? Corday.
Yes.
Corday. They're going to be,
I think, parents. That's going to be a cute baby. I can see that being a cute baby.
All that talent, playing tennis and rapping about it. That baby just gonna have all the talents.
Yes, all the talents.
But you know what? So here's the thing. To my knowledge, Corday has not even addressed this pregnancy.
Oh, really?
At all. All right. 4 days ago, my second album turns one today.
Okay.
Nothing. Video December 1st, not a nothing. So then,
but is he big on social, like personally, like personal stuff? Is he a personal business type of guy on social, or is he doing like most of his music? Because you know, you got those,
yeah, you do have the people who
I see Corday being, I don't know why, something in my spirit says Corday is like a
quiet guy. Right.
Yeah, just limited when he posts it socially. Right. I don't know, though.
Because for a second, curious. I was wondering if they were still together.
But see,
because
that's what you had me thinking, too. Like, that's why I'm like, but Corday private?
Because she made no mention of Corday when announcing she was pregnant. She didn't even tag him in the post.
Do some digging.
She didn't even tag him in the post, which I thought was kind of odd.
That is odd. You might be on to something.
Listen, I hope not. But here's back to your point.
Okay.
So we have been so conditioned to everybody telling us everything, all their business on social media all the time. Maybe it was like, well, what's understood don't need to be explained. I'm pregnant. I didn't do it by myself. Well, with new technology, you actually can, boo. But what I'm saying.
I hope it is one of those things. He's just being, you know, just.
Yeah, I just checked. He's still following her on social media. So.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's a great sign.
Because listen, the first thing they do is go get each other off of there.
She has somebody, especially when she has somebody else's bun in her oven.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. She still follows Corday. Okay.
I don't see him following. It's one thing to break up, but it's another thing if that ain't my child.
Automatic. Absolutely. Yeah. So social media did what social media gonna do. Corday start trending.
Oh gosh.
All the fellas was in the streets of Twitter asking for his prayer. They want the rapper house husband prayer they were asking for.
Oh my goodness. The rapper house husband prayer.
The rapper house husband prayer. This dude said he wanted word for word, bar for bar. He want this prayer. But, you know, just congratulations to them. Two young, beautiful and talented people who seem very much in love. She always refers to him as her best friend. Yeah. So Naomi says she'll be back on a tennis court in 2024. So.
Okay, I hope so. I look forward to
it. Yeah, don't be looking around for her right now. Don't be looking around for her right now.
Listen, she got too much talent, though. She got to come back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And other good news, Anika Noni Rose is married. Talking about keeping it on the low. This real G right here moved in silence like lasagna. She did.
Wow.
She did. So she's married to Jason Durden. He is also an actor. Okay. He looks like he could be a PK, one of the Poogie Kids.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. You know, like when you see Black people that look Spanish, but they're not.
He's
one of those. He looks Spanish, but he ain't. Well, at least I don't know. He don't look, I don't know. He might be, you know, nowadays, child, you just hit your ancestry.com, I guess, figure it out. But
yes,
he checking Black on the census report. Okay.
All right.
But these two have been knowing each other and dating off and on since 2014. And they got married.
Oh, wow.
They got married in October of last year.
Oh, snap.
She just told us yesterday.
A real G. Speaking of privacy.
I told you.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's it for our good news. So let's go back to the foolishness. Did you hear that Jaguar Wright got arrested?
I briefly saw something like that.
I don't.
But for what?
It gave me a headache and I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole, but apparently her and a friend or a homie lover friend, I don't know, because you know, Jaguar had got real quiet for a minute. So I was thinking, okay, that's either a good sign or a bad sign or no sign whatsoever. Right. But she had got quiet for a minute and I was like, cool. Cause one time she was going a little too hard.
Yeah. Her mental, here we go back to mental health. But so,
we need to add Jaguar right to the prayer list.
We do.
That's absolutely what we need to do. So we are officially adding Jaguar Wright to the Ice Cream Convos prayer list. This week it came out. Well, we're midway through the week. It came out, I guess, over the weekend. I don't know, because I've really been disconnected lately. But apparently there was a situation with her and her husband. I guess they are estranged at this time. Mm-hmm. So her and the homie pulled up to the barbershop and rolled on him. On the husband, but she also came with her son's ashes and was throwing her son's ashes.
She had a breakdown,
and
that's that's horrible.
Yeah, at some point, she was throwing her son's ashes. Where I became extremely concerned was when I saw a clip of her like just kind of bugging out and she started rubbing the ashes all over her face.
Oh my goodness. But I'm not sure. Isn't Jaguar right? Has it been confirmed that she does have like a disorder, some type of, I feel like.
I don't know, because
that is sad.
It's really, really sad. I didn't write about it because it felt exploitive.
Yeah.
And I didn't write about it. She was arrested. But by the time I saw the story, I saw it on all the usual suspects of the blogs. I saw it, all of them kind of posting it. And then I was like, I just want more information about like what happened in this situation.
It's so funny. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go.
I'm
going
to tell you why I remember when you first asked me the reason now I know why I skipped over it, because going back to what you said, I remember seeing a title saying Jaguar Wright possessed by demons. And I'm like, I scroll right by, because I'm like, oh, some foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, by the time I got in my research bag, because, you know, I try to be as thorough, because that's one thing I learned from you. I saw where the husband was doing interviews on YouTube.
What?
So he filmed her being arrested. I guess shared it on social media. But by the time I became aware of this story, he had already started doing interviews with YouTubers. And I was like, I dare not watch, because as you know,
how dare you?
Yes. Even in relationships, in marriage, even when you can't stand that joker, just, yo, you know how we feel. Yeah. Like, listen, you leave with everything you came with.
That's right.
You take, you know, it's not about, if it falls apart, it falls apart. It's not about taking the social media, trying to expose people, exploit people.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that Jaguar has been through quite a bit, quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Her version of events, as well as other people who oppose her versions of events. But just to exploit her like that and then try to, like you said, chase your own clout by doing these interviews, that was like a little low down for me. I was like, nah, I'm not feeding into that one.
I need Tory Lanez dad.
Child.
You know where I'm going with it.
Sunstar.
Rock Nation letting somebody down. Like, no, I'm looking at a bigger picture, I guess. Like, we see over and over real quick, and I'm not going to go on like a rant, but
no, go ahead.
Over and over, we see these A-list, B-list, C-list celebrities had these mental health, like in front of us, have these meltdowns, spiral out of control. Where is like the community? Like, where is their support? Like, where is, at one time, Jaguar was, you know, singing background for Jay-Z. Now sure I know was. She ripped them apart, and I know she said some things that, but this is all, I believe, due to her mental health, like issues. So I just always like feel like,
I got a question for you though, because you just triggered a question. So in a situation like a Jay-Z, a Jaguar, right, Roc Nation, I don't even know if she was affiliated with Roc Nation, but I do recall that he did have her singing with him, especially when he did the MTV Unplugged, she sang.
Right.
So you're Jay-Z, you worked with Jaguar, right, for a period of time in the industry. Y'all made magic together. Like what they did on that Unplugged will never be undone.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
By her doing that, it opened up a lot of doors for her. Now, not saying she wasn't on her grind. We ain't talking about no DJ Paul, Jay-Z, May, Jaguar, right? She put in her own grind. She did her thing. She hit and started making a way for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm kind of looking at her the same way I look at Little Mo. Like, why did it appear to be a glass ceiling on Jaguar, right, that she never could penetrate? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at Lil Mo's talent.
Yeah.
There always seemed to be a glass ceiling on her that she could never penetrate and just skyrocket out of here.
That's so
right.
True. Yeah.
Because when we mention Fantasia, it should be Fantasia, Lil Mo, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We now found out that later on down the line, we found out that Lil Mo had a addiction. She was addicted to pills. Mm-hmm. She was addicted to this. She was addicted to that.
Mm-hmm.
With Jaguar's situation, it appears to be pretty obvious it's mental health, right?
And it could be dual, because like most of the time, you know, now they treat, even like if you go in for addiction, it's dual. They're finding out, like most people that are using drugs, they're using it to self-medicate. So like
so that could possibly be a scenario as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm going back, you know, I'm kind of taking you all the way around the block just to go down the street. Mm-hmm. So you're Jay-Z and here's Jaguar. Jaguar done outed you, dragged your name, talked about you crazy, blah, blah, blah. You don't know what he dealt with her in private, whether there was anything or not. And then you're Jay-Z, the billionaire now with your family, your wife, your family, and you're in a different place and you see Jaguar spiraling out of control. Now, do you look over there and be like, yo, that's, you know, I hate that for her, but that's not my business because she has put X, Y, and Z out on me at this point. If I go over there, you don't even know if she's going to accept the help or if she's going to throw ashes on me too, you know, I know you. I can't even put you in Jay-Z's shoes. I can't speak for Jay-Z. I can speak for you. I know if it were you, you may not go over there, but you're going to send resources.
Well, that's where I'm at. He has the resources, right? To like literally get her help without her ever even know it came from him. Like, I just feel like when you reach a Jay-Z level, I don't care if it's a Jaguar or if it's a Glorilla, a up and coming artist that you've never dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a responsibility. I feel like you have that. Like, that's part of, to me, would be his gratitude, like thanking God, like just, I don't know. I may look at things differently, but if we're ever going to like really, really grow, people like him and others got to kind of like look at all of that stuff, like stop leaving people behind. Like, I get it. I get that people said some things and done some things, but if it ain't really, really, really hurt their words, if it really didn't hurt you, like your pockets or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like, and I'm not saying him personally. I'm just saying anybody who's worked with Jaguar. I just used him as an example.
Right, right, right.
The hip hop community, the.
I'm glad that you said, but no, you said it. You said him and others, like just people who are fortunate and fortunate enough to have the resources or that can reach out to these resources. You know, I was really disappointed in Talib Kweli. And, but again, I say it because it's not me. Because I know when somebody do me dirty, I'm like, okay, well, two tears in the bucket, got to deal with you. And whatever come down the line, just come down the line and deal with you. Because, you know, she went really, really hard in the paint on Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
I think she tried to out him for cheating on his wife or I think all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And after this latest situation where she was arrested, he posted the video and was like, I tried to tell y'all about her. I tried to tell y'all that I think he did mention mental illness. He was like, but y'all didn't believe me. Y'all thought it was this. Y'all thought it was that. And while I understand a part of him may feel vindicated because now you literally see her go manic and have a full on meltdown. Mm-hmm. Do you really take that situation and prop it up to kick someone when they're down?
That's
because we don't need context clues. We can all see what's happening here.
That's right.
We don't
need
you to say, see, I told y'all this chick was off or she was going, she had mental illness, blah, blah. We see it, Talib. We're right here.
Right.
But again, I also feel like God don't miss nothing. Right. And now I know I may start talking out of turn now. And then I'll come back to y'all next week. Like, well, God pow-pow'd me for talking reckless, but right now, at this current moment, less than a week after he did the I Told You So, Talib Kweli is on social media right now pleading his case to American Airlines, who pulled him off of a flight and tried to have him arrested over his bag. Less than a week later.
I'm just saying.
So it was funny when Jaguar was getting arrested, but now they pulling you off a plane. Yep. They deplaning you.
Listen. As you get older, you kind of know these things. Like,
man,
yo, God,
I see my karma. I see
my
karma.
Better,
I claim
me,
it.
Well, I feel like with karma too, let me tell you what I feel like. This is my opinion. It gets really tricky. For those who actually know better, like for those that like had that thought, we all had that thought before we, good people, right? Before you grade, make that shady move or do something bad, you had that thought that tells you you shouldn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. But you go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. Huh? They the ones that get the tenfold. I feel like you get it worse because you knew better.
Yep.
Like you have that moment to pause. You have a choice to make. Period.
I was like, yo, it's literally, matter of fact, let me go to his page as a matter of fact.
He knew better.
Because I want to see literally how many days passed between him posting that and now him. Let's see. Did he remove it? Let's see. Looks like he may have removed it. Yeah, I think he removed it.
Okay.
So it might have been one of those, see, I told y'all and then he left, you know, type of, let's see, 4 days ago. But yeah, so I think he removed it. But literally less than a week. Now here he is.
Man, that's terrible. He'll learn. He gonna learn.
Being pulled off of a plane. Oh, no. 2 days ago. 2 days.
Literally
pow,
2 days
ago. Pow, pow.
2 days afterwards. Listen, he got his back fast.
He said, told y'all, y'all don't be listening, though. Jack Ryan really out here rubbing her son's ashes on her face and saying she gonna murder her husband and blow things up. I watched this whole video. It was very disturbing. Every YouTuber, blogger who spread her lies. Wait. Every YouTube and blogger who spread her lies for her is complicit in the mental health breakdown. Instead of getting this woman some help, y'all tried to get paid off of her. Hashtag Jaguar right. He wrote that 2 days ago. And then here he is.
What's up, everybody? Thank you to everybody who was checking on me. I'm fine. I'm at the airport. I got taken off the plane because the flight attendant, whose name is Sky Seaglass, and I'm going to find out more about this dude, and we're going to get into that later. You know what I'm saying? I got the captain's name, too. But the flight attendant argued with me about my bag. He called the supervisor. The supervisor said my bag was okay. And I told him, I said, I felt like he was being rude to me. And because of that, he told the captain of the flight that he didn't feel safe flying with me. So what they did was they detained me, and they marched all the people off the plane past me, and they called the police on me. They sent three police officers. The police officers came. They listened to my side of the story. They decided that I was correct in my assessment, so they didn't arrest me or detain me any further. And, you know, American Airlines flight 1459, we're going to get, this ain't over. But thank you to everybody who was paying attention to the live. And it's a shame that we have to go live for our safety.
Okay. So that's enough.
I just want to let him know it's over. It's over. What does he mean? Like, that's funny.
My thing was,
don't invite people up and have them getting in trouble.
I commented because it, again, it's just very interesting how we behave in a social media era. I know sometimes social media is the quickest way to get the word out about things, but it's so funny how celebrities try to weaponize social media too when they get regular people treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this whole dispute was over a bag. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he was being racially profiled or so on and so forth.
Which goes on all the time. Deal with it.
Yeah. And then, you know, you can. It's just funny how like what I'm supposed to do to American Airlines.
Right.
Like I commented and, you know, I hate. First of all, let me just be clear. I hate that this happened to him or anyone else who feels like they've been mistreated in a situation. Right. But I wrote back to him and I said, well, I thought we was done with American Airlines when they kicked that black woman and her husband and their newborn baby or 7 month old baby or something like that off of a flight.
Right.
So we still keep going. We still keep going back to these people. And then we get mad when they do us dirty. Like if I see you do somebody dirty, I'm not going to be like, well, she all right. It wasn't me. And then wait for you to come get me. Then when you get me. Now I want to weaponize everybody and be like, oh,
unfortunately,
we ride at dawn. Like,
but that's our culture in itself, though, Zav. Like, honestly, most of us think like that. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not directly affecting us, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
It's messed up, but it's the truth. You see it in so many. But you got a good point. Nobody cares about that family and the baby, mm-mm. right? Because they're just regular people.
Yeah.
But we're really supposed to boycott now because it's Talib. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's messed up, but you're right. You have a good point. I've done it myself, so I know.
Mm-hmm. Me too. So, all right. So, let's do some TV real quick. Carla, girl, Netflix, has dropped 16 films that will be released in 2023. And when you already know I was in here going,
grinding
like Mahershala Ali. Mm. Co-starring with Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown co-starring with Angela Bassett.
Oh, like, yeah.
We're not playing out here. We're not playing.
I love it.
So I spent all morning putting a list together.
Okay.
And collecting the synopsis for the films and the cast members and all that. Okay. Some of them had teaser trailers. Some of them don't. But like, we're going to get some good, we're going to have something good to watch every single month on Netflix. And they only just announced this first 16 because those are like the really, really big, big, big ones. Okay. But they still have other films coming in between as well. So y'all know I'm your local Netflix dealer.
Yes.
I'm always going to tell you.
I'll
be slinging them Netflix series all up and down, the internet streets, the blocks.
And them docus, shout out to all my documentary.
Yes. Shout out to y'all. So
on all of that.
Yes. But we got some of the ones that I'm really excited about. We got Extraction 2. If you have not watched the first Extraction, child, stop playing. Stop playing with Chris Hemsworth. Go watch it. You People. With Eddie Murphy and Nia Long and Lauren London, all that. That comes out not this Friday, but the following Friday, the 27th. So they got a lot of good stuff. They got a film starring Kevin Hart. He's going to be in a heist film.
Okay.
And it's not a comedy. It's a straight up action
film. Oh,
yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's a straight up action film. So it's not a comedy. Adam Sandler. You got all the good usual suspects. So visit icecreamconvos.com right now. After you finish listening to the podcast, check out that list and start marking your calendars because they coming, boo-boo. They coming through. So that's that's all I really have for TV and movies. How about you?
No, I'm actually looking forward to
It was a docu-series that I was looking forward to because you triggered something when you said Netflix.
Oh,
wasn't it like, aren't they going to do like a docu-series on the hitchhiker guy? Remember the...
It's out.
It is.
It's out. If it's what I think you're talking about.
Okay.
Yep, right. It's out. Oh, okay. And I also want to remind everyone that this Friday, Truth Be Told season 3 premieres. And shout out to Apple TV for giving me the opportunity to screen the whole season. And it is good. Yeah. And that's all I'm going to say because I can't remember when my embargo lifts.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. And over the weekend, I saw a film called A Man Called Otto that stars Tom Hanks. And listen, y'all. Listen, Linda, Leroy, and Leviathan. Go see that movie. See that. The trailer does absolutely nothing for the film. The trailer gives you the film has two dimensions. The trailer only presents you with one dimension, and the second dimension literally is it's Tom Hanks, man. It's Tom Hanks. Yeah. Like I literally went from laughing to crying to laughing to crying to laughing to crying. Yo, if y'all think Tom Hanks came,
so you went from bosom buddies to Philadelphia.
I did.
Back to bosom buddies.
Yes. Yes. For an hour and a half. I did. Bosom buddies to Philadelphia.
He's so amazing. I don't know anyone else that can do take your emotions on a roller coaster like that. At rapid rate.
As of right now, I am requesting a federal mandate to wrap Tom Hanks in bubble wrap and keep this man safe and protect him at all.
Yes. Yes.
Tom Hanks is good grief, Tom.
Acting genius.
It's him, Meryl Streep, Viola Davis, and Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Those are my Avengers.
And you know what? I can't even disagree with you. You got to. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are my Avengers.
Angela Bassett out,
though. Oh, yeah.
You keep doing that. I don't understand it.
You said I keep doing it.
Yeah.
You said you keep doing that. I don't know. The look on your face, like, it's really like I'm pure confusion and disappointment. Like, I am confused.
That's what it is. It's confusion.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to pick. They both can be. I think.
I'm just talking about. What I'm saying is, like, if we had to pick, like, a Fantastic Four, who's your Fantastic Four then? Because that's my fan. I love Angela Bassett. God knows I do. But my Fantastic Four.
It's gotta be five.
Viola
Why are you
Davis?
Going with four? Well, you could have went five.
Fantastic Four.
I know, but
so we can go with the Furious Five. We can go with the
Furious
Five.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel more comfortable. You cannot not bubble wrap Angela Bassett.
No. Angela Bassett gotta get bubble wrap. For sure. Yes. I mean, if we're going to do that, then we got to bubble wrap Octavia Davis. Octavia Spencer.
Yeah. See, we're going to start something now. We're going to start something now.
So,
but I get what you're saying. Now, I feel what you're saying, though, honestly.
But who's your top five dead or alive?
Literally just what, top five. My top five. Okay. Like all right, I got dead. You. Well, if you're including
no,
dead.
We ain't gonna do dead or alive. That was too much. We'll be here all day. Be like, so no.
She be pulling people out.
Hattie Mae Daniels. Like, no, come on, man. Come on. Come back. You're doing too much. Come back. Be like, no, but yes. So let us know who are your Fantastic Four or your Furious Five of acting? Because for me, my Furious Four, Carla over there looking at me like, my Fantastic Four is Viola Denzel.
Right.
Agree. And then Tom Hanks. Agree. And who did I say? Oh, Meryl Streep.
Yes.
But my Furious Five includes Angela Bassett.
Yes. You have to.
Yeah. But even like we need to do it. Yeah. Well, next one of these podcasts, we're going to just go down the acting. Like we're going
to
go down the ICC Hall of Fame.
I mean,
y'all be getting y'all awards and stuff like that. But, you know, it's some of us that we got some people because now I'm ready to bubble wrap Mahershala Ali. And he.
Oh, my gosh. Already.
I'm ready to bubble wrap.
Yes.
Bubble wrapping.
Yes.
He the truth. Bubble. He the truth with an F. T-R-U-U-F.
Yes.
No, bubble wrapping.
Yes. Seriously.
Yeah. I bubble wrapping. Sure would. And it's somebody else that I would bubble wrap that's young. It's a female. It's a young black female that I would bubble wrap. and I can't think of who she is right now. But when I see her on screen, I'll be like, yes, God. Yes, God. The
bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's where we're going to have our bubble wrap awards.
Yes.
Coming soon.
We definitely got to do that.
Yeah, Nikki Gilbert is not allowed to vote in case we have some cast members. Pray for Nikki.
That was nice. I like that.
Pray for Nikki.
Poor Nikki. Yeah, oh, definitely put her on the prayer list too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a meltdown's coming the way every time I turn around.
No, but here's the thing. I don't want to say I give Nikki Gilbert a hard time, but I present stuff that other people give her a hard time. But I know what it feels like to have somebody steal my stuff. And when somebody steal your stuff, it's a different type of disdain, and it's a different type.
Oh, it is. It's nothing. I'm not saying how she feels, but
different type of animosity. But it's just the way she. It's the way she's handling it.
It's the way she's handling it. That's what it is. Nobody's saying, Phil, I get it, but you got to handle that differently. Pull yourself together.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is all for today. We're going to do a short show because we need to get back to the grind. But we hope all of you are having an amazing week. And we thank you so much for listening to the Ice Cream Convos podcast, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. Carla, what are your parting words for us this week?
Hydrate, be kind, and make sure all your intentions. I'm telling y'all, intentions with love. I'm saying it every show. Mm-hmm. Make sure all your intentions start with love. What you got?
Oh man, I don't even know. I'm just so tired.
Get some rest.
I'm so tired of balling. I'm just tired of balling. And then it's not helping that it's like gloomy outside because I just want to lay down.
And that'll do it. That definitely will do it. I got a little sun up here, but you know, y'all always, Georgia always said that. That weather up here seems like the next day.
Yes. Oh, also for the prayer request list, I want to add the family of the UGA player who was killed after the parade. Read this morning that it was a single car accident and they believe speed was a factor. He was not wearing a seatbelt and he was ejected from the vehicle.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I definitely want to, because I learned yesterday that this is the second child his parents have lost in a car accident. Yeah.
That is horrible.
Also please keep them in your prayers as well. All right, guys, well, we'll be back next week. So ICC.
We all we got.
Peace. Love you guys. Bye.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation.